Brias Adam, we're looking for tchunis of a person. Besides the physical tchunis, we have a Kadosh Baruch Hu put into a person. He made him a guf, and then it says he. But if we're to ask ourselves, what is the first tchunis hanefesh that a person was, that the Torah describes? That's what we would call normally midas or kaitas hanefesh. So the first one that it's that Torah mentions in two different lashonis is vayushneim arumim ha'adam v'ishtoi v'lo yisbayshashu. The first tchuna that the Torah mentions is that there was no busha. In other words, busha is the first characteristic that the Torah describes. The same characteristic is described later as a different lashon. It says, "Vayomer, vayikra Hashem lekim laodam vayom layeka, vayomer kol chashamati bagon vayira ki eroi manoichi vechabe." So the busha is described in terms of yira, and later on also in Chumash it says, "Busha ti yirasi al pneichem kol ayomim levilti techto." So yira is called boishes aponim. So the first tchuna that the Torah describes in a person is not chesed, not rachmim, not emes, busha, which is something that is oymalamdeni. The Reb Tzadik has a klal that wherever the first word appears in the, where a word appears for the first time in the Torah, it tells you something about it. Certainly where something appears for the first time about Adam, something is describing the tzura of a person, one would expect that the first tzura described is a big ikur. For us, busha is kind of a much later darga. The midas of a person, busha is a midah of a person. We'd expect chesed to be first, maybe emes, yira as yira rather than as busha, but the Torah picks busha and yira, which is al pneichem, which is described as busha, to be the first tchunas adam. Secondly, it's one of the bushas described along with chesed and rachmim as one of the three tchunas yisoid of Klal Yisrael. It says that anyone who has these three simanim is part of Klal Yisrael to had baked boy. It's a simon that is Yisrael, and it says somebody who doesn't have busha, simon who are buried in a different medrash, shali omda avoisa bar Sinai. So it's interesting. The first two tchunis, rachmanim and gomer chasadim, that we got from Avram and lechura. It says leman. The Gemara brings. But the Chura, those are mentioned in Ovis already. And that's why we understand them as being Tchunas Yisoid of Klal Yisrael. Busha is in Har Sinai, so why is it described in terms of Ovis? In other words, if a person doesn't learn Torah, even though his parents stood at Har Sinai, it's not a Stira. So a person who's namoritz or is menutik from Torah, whatever it is, we don't see that as a stira to avos on Har Sinai. Busha, we do see it's something. So, manefshach, if it's a genetic type of thing, if it's something that should be on the level of avos, so it should have been before. If it's something that was given on Sinai, so how does it get passed on avos lebanim bechreach? Just like Torah is not passed on, if somebody's kaif and Torah doesn't, there's not a raya that on the voice of Bar Sinai. So where is it that busha, Bal Korchach, busha has two components. A component that is mahustik, a component that's part of the Etzem Metzias Adam, and a component that's tolui in Har Sinai. And we need to understand how that works. There's an interesting. On the other hand, there's a stira. We say that Torah is given to that in Maimar HaSinai, Klai Yisrael got the mid of Busha, and it says Matir Yerosi Al Pneichem Kol Yomim Levilti Techto Yerosi Al Pneichem Zuboishes Aponim. So you see Klai Yisrael is given Busha, and someone who doesn't have the mid of Busha, Tzaraida, is not from Klai Yisrael. And yet it says another Gemara that why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give Torah to Klai Yisrael? Because they're azin shebeumois. The word azin means daring. It doesn't mean strong. It means daring. And like it says az panim legehenim, and as opposed to boishes panim. In other words, azus is the opposite of busha. So I can understand, just like you need a midah, even though Rachmanis is important and Ches is important, you do need a little bit of Achzorius. Like it says, Kolam Racham al Achzorim, Nas Achzorim al Rachmanim. I don't have a problem with the fact that Chazal say Azus is also, that you need sometimes Azus for certain Yonim. Fine. Just like you need a Shminis or Shminis of Gaiva and Kaz. Every midah has an akuda where it's important. Fine. That's not exterior. But you're telling me that Maimed are Sinai. We're not talking about also important sometimes to use the midah of Azus the Kedusha. You're telling me in the same Maimed are Sinai, it's given that Klai Yisrael should have Busha, and it's given to them because they're the Azim Shebu Umois. I mean, Manefshach, in the same Maimed, you have Azus as being the Midah Taiva. I mean, there are different Pshatim, maybe it's Azus just to tame Klai Yisrael, but Lechura Azus is a Midah Taiva there, and this is the place where Busha comes from. So it's not the Pshat that Busha to Azus is like Achzorius to Achmanis. That it's sometimes you need a little bit differently. In the Etzem Maimed Har Sinai, the same Sheirish that is Busha is Azus. And we need to understand, by understanding deeply what is Busha, we'll understand what Azus is also. It's not just an ancillary, auxiliary necessity like Achzorius. Sometimes you must have a little Achzorius. But it's rather in the Sheirish of what Azus and Busha is, it's one and the same midah. One more horror. It says in the Gemara in Brachas that somebody who does an Aveira umizbayish boy, moichna loy kol avinoisav. And it brings a raya from Shaul HaMelech, when he brought up Shmuel, and Shmuel was upset, and he why'd you lomir gastani, lahaliseni, and he told him, I asked Nevi'im, and I asked here, and I asked there, and no one could answer me, you're the only one who can answer me. So he was embarrassed to say he didn't ask the Kohanim during the Tum, because there were no Kohanim, because he killed out Norvi Kohanim. So therefore, since he was inspired, Shmuel told him, Mocha ta'ime ime b'mchitzasi. So I understand that if you do an Aveira, the Busha of the Aveira is a kapara for that Aveira. You find it in a lot of places where Chaim Shlomo has a shmuz on it. It says, Achsefei. Brich Rachmana de Kasfei, the word Kasfei meaning to punish is to humiliate. That punishment, all punishment at the end of the day boils down to humiliation, and that fine, that we understand. But especially Gehenim and Ruchnistika punishments are basically Busha. But why is he Moichlal Kol Avinaisav? Just like we say, there's always a kapara that's midah keneged midah and misa mishka. For instance, let's say we would say, I just throw out a mashal, if a person ate a davasa and then becomes sick and he can't eat food for a week or whatever it is. So we say it's a kapara midah keneged midah for the thing that he ate that was davasa. He shouldn't have eaten it, and now his kapara is that he can't eat, that it's a midah keneged midah. Fine, that's an understandable. But where does the busha, a person forgot, if he's a person didn't put on tefillin and he's misbayish, so no hal kol avinaisav. Where does busha on one avera go to all averas? So let's try a little bit to be misbayin on the inyan of busha and so on. The Chayvus Alvavis says that it's interesting where Chovas Halvavos puts it. Chovas Halvavos first parak Ishai Yichud, which deals with proofs, or Zafu proofs, that Akadosh Baruch Hu is you know about Akadosh Baruch Hu and so on. That's one parak. One. The second inyan he deals with is called Shara Bchina, which is proof from the Bria of Gadlus HaBayrei, being Baychen HaKadosh Baruch through a Bria, and then he goes on to all sorts of Midas and Milas Tavis and Precious and so on and so forth. That is Bitochen and so on. In the Chavos HaVavos in his Perek on Bechina, which is the evaluation of seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the Bria, being Oymed on God's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says we also have a tremendous Hakaras HaToiv and Ispailos from the mid of Busha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the Bria. Because if we look around, almost everything we don't do, the majority of things we don't do and refrain from doing, is because of Busha. And you know, if there wasn't Busha, people would do Kimar everything and so on and so forth. Would he say this? So first of all, basically, what he's saying is that with basically not doing anything real lishma. I mean, would he make the same statement about chemda, that the reason why we do most mitzvahs is since we have a mitzvah of chemda, person wants to have things and he believes in olam haba, so we sell mitzvahs to people as for the schar. Would midas hachemda also fall in as a midat toiva? It certainly is not listed as midat toiva. It's certainly not where you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Bria. If anything, so Busha is saying it's because since Busha keeps away from chatoyim, that's why it's so Bal Korchach. Busha is not shaloi lishma. It's not like chemda. Chemda exists. It's true. We give a kid a candy so that he'll sit and learn. But nobody says, "Ah, Kadosh Baruch, it's wonderful that he put in taiva because you give candies to kids and they learn mishnayis for it. You give money to an adult and he learns and he writes a chibur for it." It's a shaloi lishma and it's a necessity, but it's certainly not from the godless and flaws of Bayre that it builds into the Bria. So let's be misamic a little bit in the inyan of what Busha is and where it comes from and so on. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we think of pain, we think of it as something negative. The truth is, pain to a person is like a control light, like a control panel. You have a system that's constantly checking all the other systems, and it's giving you feedback as to how well if it's functioning or not. If lights would go on when something was wrong, we still wouldn't go see a doctor. But when you have pain, that pushes you. There's no choice. So when a person has temperature or whatever it is, the person feels not well. The pain, the stress makes the person lie down. Do whatever has to be done to take care of it. So the etzem concept of pain is that a person has a constant feedback of his metzias. People. There are certain types of disorders where you don't feel any pain. Are usually people that are short lived. It exists. It's written up about. These people have bruises all over and so on because they fall. They never feel pain. It doesn't hurt. There's no feedback. They're not careful. They don't take care of anything. And it's bederach klal is the person usually dies young because he has no feedback. On the other hand, the other side is a person who has just nerve pain means that his nerves feel pain when there's nothing wrong. It's a nervous disorder. That person is also that's also a terrible tzara. To us, ruchnius is abstract. It's something that exists somewhere there, not here. It's in the never land, and we believe in it, Avadim. We know it's true, Avadim. We use a lot of Mishalim to describe how terrible it is, and so on and so forth. but it's all the equivalent of having a light go on when you need to go to the dentist. It's the mind accepts it, but it's not going to push a person anywhere. A person lives in a world of hargoshes, and if it doesn't cross the threshold of hargosha, if the tooth doesn't start hurting, the person is not going to do anything about it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a chibur between the Olam HaRuchni and the Olam HaGashmi, where there are nerves that actually receive the input of the Olam HaRuchni and transfer it to the world of Gashmias. So that means that a person actually feels a person did something wrong. There's no reason why his body should feel uncomfortable. He should sit down and say, yeah, if I stole something from somebody, it's not a good thing. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu said so, and I believe it's a HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the HaKadosh Baruch Hu has an Olam Haba, and it's going to be punished, and so on and so forth. The person feels embarrassed. The person feels a tsar. And b'meila, that tsar is the world of Busha. The reason, that's, Chazal say, Leman Tid, when it says by Maimer Har Sinai, it says Leman Tid Yir Osi Al Pneichem Kol Ayomim Lebilti Techto. He says Ubavoti Osi Al Pneichem Lebilti Techto. So Rashi says, what is the Yir Al Aponim? That is Busha, because of all the Ponim is the part of the person that is some sort of chibur between the nefesh and the guf. A person's body reflects his physical health. His hands and his feet and his stomach are all what they look like and how they act are all determined by physical factors. If his arteries aren't good and his muscles are good, then the feet and hands walk. If there's a problem with the circulation or a problem with the muscles, they don't walk. It's a very physical metzius. The person's face mirrors in a chalokim of himself. Eloma panecha neiflois is not a physical issue. It's a nafshistika issue. If a person doesn't look well, it could be physically he's not healthy. It could be that he's stressed out emotionally. There's some emotional issue. The panim of a person is the one part that in mitzad tzura reflects somewhat the person's the pnimius. That's why it's called panim. So busha is on the panim. It's the yira on the panim means most yira is in the seichel. You know, how could you, if you'd realize what it is, what a kadosh baruch hu does, and that's all yira in the seichel. The yira al panim, the place where yira can cross over and affect the guf, the way the panim is a reflection of the pnim, that is busha. The Maral says that busha is netilas or panim of the person. He says that it's netilas or panim of the person. There's a Medrash HaGadol, which is a late. It's not a Chazal, it's a Likut by somebody early. Also says the same thing, that busha is the netilas or panim. The Maral, when he speaks about busha being keneged, halbonas panim being like ritzicha, so basically what he says is, just like ritzicha, I mean, you can suffer, you can choke somebody, and the body is intact, the neshama is intact, but you destroy the chibur between them. What makes ritzicha is that there's a destruction in the chibur between guf and neshama. You divorced one from the other. Busha, halbonas panim, is the same thing. When a person is humiliated, his face looks lifeless. His face loses its chius. So the etzem inyan of busha is where the ziv and the ha'ara of the panim disappear. So the midah of busha itself, it is the midah of being able to feel b'chush u'b'hargasha the pnimius. And that's why it's mentioned as the first tchunas Adam. Before we talk about any tchuna, Before we talk about any reflection of midas in a person, the first bridge between the nefesh and the guf is busha. So v'loyis b'shashu, they had no reason for busha. And then v'era, I was scared, is the yira al aponim. He wasn't scared of being punished. He says v'era k'era manochi. But it's the her and the hakara of his fall, that was the yira. So the yira over there is the same as yir osi al pneichem, the valtech to, because it's the loss of the ziv and aras panim, which is equivalent to the zitzicha. That's the inyan of busha and its sheresh and amahus. And that's why the Chovetz Halvavos says that the Hakara in Shara Pchina, when he speaks about Gadlus v'Kadosh Baruch Hu, Chemda is basically a bad mida. We can use it Shaloy Lishma. A person can appropriately use it. Achzarius is a bad mida. You need a trifle Achzarius for the right circumstance. Same thing with Gaiva. You know, Shmina, Shabashmina. They are be'etzem not good midas, but we make use of it. That's not something where we see Gadlus HaBeirei in how well he perfected the Bria. Busha, he says, when the Chovetz Halvavos says most things we do because of busha, it's not derogatory, not detrimental to a person. It's showing how keen and sensitive the systems in a person's nefesh are, that he doesn't feel good about it. He's embarrassed from it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not wait for us to be mefalpul. Should I take it or should I not take it? The fact that the person, when he takes something that's not his, doesn't feel good about it, that itself, it's a much quicker and sharper control over yourself, because it carries that sense of hargasha over the Olam Haruchni. That is the midah of busha and so on. In order to understand busha, in other words, the midah of busha has to consist of two elements. One is the koyach of hispilus of the person, what we've been talking about. In other words, that a person's guf or nefesh is sensitive to the neshama, that the person has a chibur and a sensitivity to the world of ruchnias. That's one facet of midas habusha that we spoke about. The second facet of midas habusha is, what am I comparing it to? In other words, when a person gets back a test from a lab, there are numbers of what the test shows, and then there is the normal range next to it to compare it to. So if normally this is the amount of red blood cells it should have, or white blood cells, this will tell me whether it's too little, too much, or fairly right. So the midah of busha and azus, two things are required. One is to have awareness, to have sensitivity, to be sensitive to another world. And the second thing is, I have to put into place the world that I'm sensitive to. When Klal Yisrael has the midah of busha bepnimius, but until there was a gilui of Har Sinai, until there was a Maimer Har Sinai, there was nothing to compare it to. There was nothing that I could say, this is what ought to be, and where am I? There was a little bit. There was Nevuah, but the busha that was Noilad in Har Sinai, it says by Moshe Rabbeinu, Ki Yorei Milahabit. When we speak of Shem Yechoy, it says Ki Yorei Milahabit. The Yorei Milahabit is that the person was given an extraordinary gilui to show the person what's there, and b'meila, the person has busha klapi, a certain model that stands in front of him. If a person's metzias is limited to his own where I am, In other words, if I have a certain image of myself, so if I don't go beneath that image, I'm not going to be embarrassed. I don't expect to give more stock than a dollar. So if I give a dollar, why should I be embarrassed? But if my next door neighbor who's poorer than me gives $10, I'm embarrassed because all of a sudden I've linked myself to a world of ruchnius that's different. The Har Sinai complements the busha that we have in us from the others, and that is by becoming this chaber to Har Sinai, we're now standing, we have a whole different sense of what's emes and toiv than we had before. So we asked, is busha giving me others, or is it giving me Har Sinai? The teretz is both. The etzem tchuna of being aware and impressed and affected by what's going on in your world of ruchnius, that's inborn, that's a sensitivity of Klal Yisrael. The mida of what it is that we're embarrassed from, who it is we're embarrassed from, that found its place in Har Sinai. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is megala himself, Anochi Hashem Elokecha v'Meloi Kvodoi, our standard became that, and b'meila busha became described appropriately. It says malachim have six wings. It says two of them, they cover their head, not because they're embarrassed. In other words, they're not to look up higher. The teretz is, it's because there is an element of busha. A malach klap HaKadosh Baruch Hu is nothing. So for malachim, there's a busha when they look up lamala. They can't bear to look up lamala. And b'meila, there's a boishas panim, so to speak, by malachim that they cover themselves not to look ahead. It's one of the Narishkeiten that's ingrained in us. Whenever we look in Psukim that he couldn't bear to look, so we think like there was this tremendous light, like, you know, you're not supposed to look at an atomic explosion because the rays might affect your eyes, whatever. That's the Narishkeit that we're brought up with. The Mida of Busha says a person should be embarrassed to look at something that overshadows him. And to look at a Gilui Shechina, to look at whether it's Moshe Rabbeinu by the Sneh, or Klal Yisrael by Har Sinai, the Mida Toiva is you can't look at something that is so overwhelming, that is so great. On the other hand, to take the Mida of Busha and to use it on something that's not worthwhile is misusing it. For instance, if society around me is doing X, Y, or Z, the Mida of Busha for Umas HaOlam also exists. Most people do the right thing because they're embarrassed. But the embarrassment is linked to society as a whole. So, in other words, it's linked to the general sense of society. There's some good in it. People don't steal because they're embarrassed. But people drink because everybody drinks. People do all the shtusim because they don't want to be left out. In other words, the mida of busha, when it's locked into things that are wrong, is counterproductive. When a person is embarrassed from doing the right thing, because society around him is not doing the right thing, then its mida busha is bad. That's the pshat lama nitna Torah Yisrael, because they're the azim of the umais. Torah requires in matan Torah two things happened. One thing is that we became exposed to a world that is the high point of ruchnius. That's one part of it. And our sense of busha became klapi HaKadosh Baruch Hu and klapi Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, and we lost our busha klapi the umas misivaseinu. In other words, the azus, I mean, miat vatiri me'enosh, I mean, who are we afraid of? who are you embarrassed from? I mean, this person's an animal, this person's an animal, this person's an animal, so I'm embarrassed that I'm not an animal like them? When a person goes in a zoo or in a safari and there are a million animals and one other human being with him, he doesn't say, well, you know, I should be embarrassed from the animals, because that's not the metzius that he's mekash himself to. The metzius that he's mekash himself to is the other human being. That's the Azos Valyalig. It's the first simon. Person shouldn't be in a spoil from the Malegim, and so on, because it's the Shevisa Hashem Lenegdi Summit creates Busha, and it creates the Azos of the Malegim. The whole Midah of Busha is a Midah that is Be'etzim in the society we live is lacking, and it's with a philosophy. And if the philosophy is right on the surface, and it's terribly krum in its teichen. What are you embarrassed? This is what I am. I'm not embarrassed from it. This is what I am. That statement has an emes to it, and it has a terrible sheker to it. If a person, l'mashal, was created with a certain difficulty other people don't have, l'aleinu, he can't walk. So it used to be he's embarrassed. And like the Gemara says, the person told Rabbi Elazar, go to the person that created me. This is what Kadosh Baruch Hu gave me. This is who I am. I am the person whose tafkid is to do it with this and this limitation. What am I embarrassed of? I don't draw my ideal from everybody around me. That's not where I'm attaching my feelers for busha. This is what I am. In that sense, that is correct. But if everybody's a ganef, so I'm also a ganef, that's krum. If a person has in himself koiches to learn 10 hours a day, if a person has koiches to learn 1 hour a day, and he learns 1 hour a day, there's no reason he should be embarrassed from anyone else, because this is all he can do. He's done it. This is his model is the what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave for him, and this is him. But if a person can learn 10 hours a day and learns 1 hour a day, so the person should be terribly embarrassed. The embarrassment is because he's sensitive to the model of ruchnis that exists, and he's not there. Bush is what makes a person go. It's not a micro. It's not like chemda, like giving him a candy that he's, you know, if you be a good boy, you get a candy and you'll do it. Bush is, don't you sense that you're not who you should be? Who you are is not the guide. Of course you are who you are. That's a tautology. That's not saying anything. I am who I am. Am I the person HaKadosh Baruch Hu created? And if the answer is yes, then even if everyone's laughing, there's nothing, then Azus Panim. This is what I am. I have these limitations, that's what I am. If the answer is no, so, what do you mean this is who I am? This is not who you are. This is all you are. You're a lot more than that. This is all you've made of yourself. But there's a lot more to you. That's where the busha. And if a person doesn't have the busha, it's like the person without nerves. You can't do anything without it. You can't walk, because walk is regulated by the pressure you feel against the feet. The pain is what makes the person, it gives them the ability to function. If a person, and when the world has basically said there's nothing to be embarrassed about, then the world basically has cut off every sense of feeling for ruchnius. That's what Chazal mean. A person doesn't have aveira and is misbayish, moichon kavanoisav. The distinction whether the person did something wrong, or the distinction whether the person is no longer functioning in the world of ruchnius, depends on busha. One of the ways a person copes with the pain of doing something wrong is by cutting off all busha. He's sort of callous. When the foot steps a lot of times on places that are painful, it develops callous. You don't feel it anymore. So a person does it with the neshama also. It's very hard. He has a lot of, he feels bad about a lot of different things. So what he does is he puts down a big piece of callous, and you know, he couldn't care less. Doesn't bother me. I'm not interested. Doesn't bother me. And so on. Meichon kavanoisav means, if as long as the person is still feels the pain, as long as the person is sensitive to avera, then he's a healthy person. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the process of how it goes about with kapara mechila. When the person cuts that off, then he's then it's no longer. The first midah that the Torah speaks about is busha. Busha describes a person at his very core metzias. A person should, if a person is speaking to an Adam Chashev, to someone older, someone bigger, busha is it the makom where the person, when somebody speaks to somebody who's tall and menacing, we're scared. Somebody has control of my life, he can hire me, find me, I'm scared, because that's very real to me. When I speak to somebody who's a bigger chacham than me, who's a zakin, who whatever it is, stands taller than me in stature, there's no busha, because we're insensitive to it. We've succeeded in eradicating the sensitivity to something else. When a person is not performing, so on the one hand, those things that a person, those limitations that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a person, that are clearly, this is the limitation HaKadosh Baruch Hu set for me, then why are you, there's no makom for busha. There is no makom. That's where Azus comes in. There's no makom for busha, because this is who I am. This is who I am. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who said it, and I have no reason to be embarrassed from it. But if the person has it himself, the other midrash is that the person sets his sensitivity not to something higher than society, but to society. For umas haolam il moli mara shel malchus ish esrei uchaim blo. Society functions on a general sense of right and wrong, socially accepted sense, which keeps society going, and everybody taps into that because that's what keeps society going. So for them, it's good enough. And b'meila, if everybody shikas, he shikas. If everybody does this, he does this. If everybody sits mindless hours watching TV, he sits mindless hours. He's like everybody else. It's good for Masoilam. But Klal Yisrael's always stood in Har Sinai. Somebody once told my father, he was somebody from a very, very chashvich siddish yichis. His brother was a rebbe, his father, his grandfather, very chashvich. After the war, he came to Yisrael. He didn't want to sit around the patch. He wanted to make parnasa and have a normal job, normal life. And he got himself a job, became a little bit more modern, got a job. And he worked in a government office and did well, in every sense of the word. And he used to come occasionally to the States to visit, and he would tell him, one day he came, and he said that he quit the job. And my father asked him why. He said he was sitting in the office, and a lady in pants came over, asked him for a light, for a cigarette light, and he lit a cigarette. And it like struck him. He flashed back to his father and his grandfather, and he said, where am I? Ayeka. I mean, this is my father's son, my grandfather's grandson, and he said he couldn't live with it. We have a different model of Tzuras Adam. We have a Tzuras Adam. The halacha is that a behemah, there's no chiyuv busha on a behemah. There's nezek, there's the hezekis that surround the farm gets, but there's no way of being mevayish a bal chai. A bal chai lives within himself. He's not conscious of him itself, and it has nothing to measure to. Umasoilim are conscious of themselves, but their measurement is the general socially accepted norms. And b'meila, that's fine. Klal Yisrael is azen sheb umais. And when it comes to umais, what do you mean? That's what they. That's metukonisha. That's what they think is right. I'm measuring myself klapei Har Sinai. Now is it not a stira? The same midah that's your osi al pneichem zuboishes upon him is azen beumois. I mean, I saw a gilui of shchina. I saw Kadosh Baruch Hu yarad river yvavin malachim. So now I have a different world of busha to relate to. Umos are not the ones that give me the sense of busha and so on. And when a person deals with himself, a person should never be afraid by the pain he feels of busha. Adarabba. The eitzah when a tooth hurts is not to numb the pain, but to treat the tooth. It's a simon that you're alive. If you will cope with the pain of busha by numbing the pain, by putting a callus between that and yourself, then you're destroying your whole ruchnistic world. It's not just affecting, if I'm not going to be embarrassed about X, or Y, or Z, I'm going to keep going X, Y, or Z. The hefech of Moichel Kol Avonosav is that he has no refrains from Avonis anymore. That's why a person understands, as long as he's embarrassed from something, as long as he feels uncomfortable with something, it's a sign that he has real expectations. It's a sign that there's something living in him, throbbing in him, that wants to do right, and he'll do right. It's Meichel Kol Avonosav because it's a sign that the whole person is healthy. The person, so in the world of Busha and Azus, three things we have to take out. One is that a person who has no busha is not alive in a ruchnistic sense. His guf is not reacting to anything in the world of ruchnias, and there's nothing there. The second thing is that a person need not be embarrassed from anything that's given. If whatever limitations HaKadosh Baruch Hu set into him, in terms of talents, in terms of resources, in terms of metzias, wherever it is HaKadosh Baruch Hu set him, there's no reason for busha. The fact that everyone else has X or Y, Z, and I don't have it, where's the busha for that? Adrabba. That's not a mocking for busha. And the third thing is, the standards of the world, for better and for worse, have no shaykhus of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael are azin shebe umois. Their metzias is, they don't draw any more validation from umas ha'olam. They don't feel any need to be mitztarif to the general social sense of things, and their bar for embarrassment is a lot higher. The tchunas ha'nefesh of busha we got from our metzias. The standard, the model to relate to, we got at Maimon Har Sinai. It's one of the three simonim of Klal Yisrael that they have avos that come from Avram. That's for the Sheirish Lemidus. It's a sign, and the busha that we have in the world of Ruchnias is a direct draw from Har Sinai. And that's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Megal himself, Kirvon al Har Sinai, even without giving the Torah. The Kirvot Har Sinai gave birth to a maimed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu overwhelmed us. And that's when he gave us the Yiral Pneichem, Levilti Techto Kol Yemeichem, that when a person has in himself a tzir of what the right thing is, what the emes of Asina is, that itself is the Menias Chet of Kol Chaim. Shams.